journalist Laura Logan recently interviewed Dr. Keith Rose, who has worked in clandestine U.S. intelligence operations for 3 decades and is now going public because he is concerned for his country. He said that within 2 weeks of America's hasty exit from Afghanistan, the head of the CIA met in secret with all of America's enemies.
During that week and a half before, there was an open source meeting, or people knew about a meeting of the director of Central Intelligence at the time, Burns, was down there meeting with other officials and members of the Taliban. But I've talked to several people that have intimate knowledge of that meeting, and they're telling me, or they're asking the question, why were there 2 senior Chinese intel officials at that meeting? Why was Siraj Haqqani, who at the time we had a $10 million bounty from the State Department on him, at that meeting? And the other thing is, there was a senior official or senior officer from the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, who was a Quds Force commander that we're very familiar with from Iraq. He's a very, very competent officer. He was there. They didn't even use CIA personnel for security. They were so concerned, from what I'm hearing, about the people they were meeting with, that they used one of our tier one groups for security, and they kept them on the outside. They weren't allowed to listen in or anything.
And after the U.S. government abandoned trusted personnel and billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan, the communist Chinese secured it within 2 weeks.
Bagram Airfield, when we left there first, went completely black. It was dark. The people that were there said they landed two large Chinese transport planes landed with troops and secured that area.
70,000 jihadis have graduated from Afghan terrorist training camps in just this year alone.
These are actual terrorist training madrasas.
Right. Madrasas that train people on small arms tactics, on bomb making, on basic intelligence tradecraft. And we know for a fact, because we have several assets in all over Afghanistan, that they graduated this year was their largest graduating class from all the madrasas. And these are for what they would call jihadis, guys that were going to go and fight the holy war. And they said they had over 70,000 graduates.
And not only did the U.S. leave behind weapons, it left behind biometric data and the kit required to make official U.S. passports.
The Afghans have the ability through their passport office to create biometric passports. Not only did we leave behind biometric equipment, but the intelligence services are responsible for setting up the passport office, let's just say documentation, stamps, and things like that. And there's been several questions asked, did we leave certain pieces of equipment that would be used in a passport office to authenticate passports behind? And my understanding, and from what I've been discovering, is we did.
Western nations are under attack from traitors within their own governments. The people of Ireland and the UK are beginning to stand up. In response, combat journalist Michael Yawn recently explained what typically happens within the native population when a nation is invaded.
When there is an actual invasion from an outside force, the minorities or people who feel that they've been downtrodden, almost in every single case, will join with the invader. In fact, I can't think of one where they did not. That concerns me greatly with the United States, because we are clearly being invaded, and it's clearly going to intensify, for instance, with the Chinese. And many people will join the Chinese, including a lot of white people, by the way, will join up with them, and already are, including our government, which has joined with Israel and China and Ukraine, right, basically globalists, right, and not us. And so the police are going to have to pick a side. Right now they are picking a side. They're picking the anti-British side, or the anti-Irish side, and that's a losing battle. That means you end up dying as a police. You'll end up dying. Your police stations will be burned down, or you'll run to other countries because you didn't have the guts, like our Border Patrol, to stand up. If the invaders win, you're going to die. You're going to die or you're going to leave at some point and abandon everything that you've ever had in those countries. If the Patriots win, you will never be forgotten. Your children will not be forgotten for your cowardice, for not standing up. Bottom line, and cowards are natural traitors.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.